Jesus Christ is not a senator. He is not our president. His power over us does not come from us, and it cannot be changed by a vote. Jesus Christ is our King. He is King of the universe. And as Americans, as members of a democratic republic, maybe some of this is lost on us. President John F. Kennedy was the first and so far only Catholic president. And when he first ran for office, a lot of Americans were worried about his loyalty being split between the country and his faith. JFK famously responded to these concerns by saying, "I am not the Catholic candidate for president. I am a candidate who also happens to be Catholic. I do not speak for the church, and the church does not speak for me." Now, there is some truth in there. The church does not micromanage how a country is run. But we cannot put our faith on the shelf when it comes to politics, to government, to culture. Even if we are good American citizens who love our country, we must remember our loyalty to Jesus Christ, our King. In fact, that is why Pope Pius XI added this special feast day to the calendar about 100 years ago. The Pope saw increasing secularism and nationalism around the world. He realized there was too much emphasis on loyalty to a person's country. So this day, this solemn occasion, is a reminder that no matter where we are born, Jesus Christ is King. And as Jesus himself tells us, we have to face that King eventually. We will see him seated upon his glorious throne with all nations assembled before him. And then he separates them. But he doesn't group them into Americans and Mexicans and Germans and French. No, at the end of time, only two categories are going to matter: a servant, a friend of the king, or a stranger to the king. The sheep are friends to the king because they trusted him, obeyed him, and stayed with his flock. But the goats are strangers because they were disobedient and either ignored or rejected their king and stayed away from the flock that he shepherds. We've spent the last several weekends hearing parable after parable about the end of the world, the return of our King, the King of the universe. Scripture and the church have told us over and over that we will face judgment. But we've been told what we will be judged for. What we do with our lives matters. What we don't do matters too. And there is no rebuttal when it comes to the judgment. You cannot change the king's mind, and your nationality, your culture, do not excuse the truth. So let this feast day do what it's supposed to do. Take a look at your loyalties. Are you a servant of the king? Someone who uses the talents that God has given you? Are you a person who listens to the prophets and servants that God has sent? Are you someone who remembers to bring the oil of good works to the wedding feast? Are you someone who recognizes that the least members of society, the lowest of our brothers and sisters, are our king in disguise? Have you ever asked these questions before? It's easy not to worry about it. It's easy to avoid thinking about these things, to follow the culture and the country. After all, being an American is compatible with being Catholic in a lot of ways. Christmas and Easter are national holidays. Our Pledge of Allegiance says, "Under God." Americans tend to be very generous, and our culture praises people who help the needy. Freedom of religion still exists in our country for now, And there are lots of little things that make being Catholic and American a little easier. But that will change. It always does. Countries and cultures come and go, but God is eternal. Political loyalties are always in flux, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Human beings want to belong. We need community. And our natural desire for that will pull us toward compromise if it makes it easier to belong. Christians belong to this country, but the truth is that Christians are pilgrims and guests in every country because our true citizenship is in heaven. And if we forget that, if we do not pay attention to the competing demands for God and country, we will inevitably end up choosing country and culture over God. But if we are faithful and deliberate in serving the King, we get to reign with him, to share in the glory of his kingdom and eternal life. So take a look at your King on the cross and declare your loyalty. Declare that loyalty during the offertory, placing your heart, mind, and soul on the altar with the bread and wine. Declare your loyalty by reflecting on what it means to be Christian, to be Catholic in a secular world and in an increasingly hostile culture. You can do that by looking at the ways that you let it affect how you vote and interact in politics. You can do it in a lot of little ways, reflecting on what it means for the decisions I make. But there is one good, concrete way to do this next week. Advent. Advent is a time to prepare for Christmas, the birth of our King. It celebrates the first coming of the King, but it also prepares us for his second coming, the final judgment. And when it comes to Advent, sadly, we do have to make a choice between the culture and God. America celebrates Christmas, yes, but every year it gets further and further away from the truth, and Advent disappears more and more. Today, we celebrate Christ the King. Christmas, we celebrate the birth of our King. But not everything in life is a celebration. Christ's return in glory will be full of joy if we are loyal. But it is also a cause for great fear if we are not prepared. When Jesus was born, it was joyful, and the angels sang and the kings brought gifts to the true King. But how many people missed the first Christmas? The wise men and the shepherds were prepared, but the Jews and the rest of the world were not. And every Christian holy day and festival has preparation. Advent prepares for Christmas as Lent prepares for Easter, and both of them prepare for the final judgment. But the culture started saying Merry Christmas 3 weeks ago and wants to say it now. People want to jump to the celebration and do that now. They want to party and skip the preparation because preparing takes work and sacrifice. But partying helps businesses make money. So you have to choose. Will you take advantage of Advent? Will you prepare for Christmas and the King in the same way that every Catholic has for 2,000 years, or in the way that corporations want you to? Will you celebrate Christmas like a Catholic or like an American? We have 1 week until Advent starts. It's like New Year's for us, and it's a lot like Lent. What resolution will you make for it? Will you give something up? Will you pray and fast to remind yourself that this world isn't all there is? Will you give alms to the needy because your King is hiding in the poor and the lowly? Jesus Christ is our King, and it is right to celebrate that today. Jesus came once as a little baby, and it is right to rejoice in that. But Christ the King will come again, and we will stand before that throne. So the question is, will you be prepared?